Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. Welcome to the podcast of Around the House with Eric G. You're listening to the first hour of the radio show. Thanks for listening. For more information, head to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. Now, let's get to the show.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G. From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way. All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we dive into home improvement every single weekend. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
You know, it's been a crazy week, but I want to talk about something that happened to me this last week when Julie and I were out walking Rye. That's our big German Shepherd Chow mix of a dog. You know, he's probably 90 plus pounds. He's a big dog. But this brought up an interesting question. You know, when you're out walking the dog, you get to see a lot of things more in your neighborhood that maybe you don't catch when you're out driving by. Well, down the street, we've got some pretty high-end homes, and they've got those beautiful garage doors that are, you know, the glass ones where you got the metal frame and they're more of a commercial-looking door, but you can see in with the frosted glass? Well, we've had a lot of rain, and I mean a lot of rain. So what happened is those garage doors had so much moisture on the inside, it was like it was raining on the inside. It was foggy and you could see the streaks down on the inside of the door. I'll post a picture up because I actually stopped and took a picture of it. This brings up an interesting point that I was talking about in Vegas this last week that I think is interesting. What happens in these spaces where you literally have no building code for ventilation? A garage? And a brand new tight house is something that's super tight, right? You've got nice garage doors that are insulated, good seals around them. Everything when it's contained within the house, you've got the house wrap, insulation, it's sheetrocked, and no ventilation. So if you've got two people in a household that are out running around in their cars, they're warm, they pull in, it's after work, it's wet, what happens? Mold.
That water's got to go somewhere.
It does. Maybe you've got snow on your car. Maybe you're in another area. You pull into the garage, close the garage door. You've got a big insulated box that's now warm because you've got cars with 200 degrees of engines coolant in them, engines and heat. It's coming out from there. Then what happens? That moisture comes out and it has to go someplace. That room clearly had 100% humidity in those areas by the doors. It looked foggy in there. It was so humid.
You're asking for problems there.
And they had boxes and everything else in there? That's going to be mold.
Yeah.
How do you combat that? You got to come up with ventilation. You know, we talked about this a couple years ago because I brought this up when I had our friends in with Panasonic fans. But I wanted to talk about this one because this is that time of year where it really comes into to be an effect of that. Because we've got the wet cars, we've got the snow, everything else, and you bring it in that garage, you're going to have mold. And if you've got your normal stuff in there, maybe it's the Christmas ornaments, maybe it's the sports stuff.
Stuff you don't unpack, but for maybe a couple months out of the year.
That cardboard box, maybe it's got specialty papers in it. All that stuff. Guess what? It gets moist. And moisture is going to be mold. Last thing you want to do is be pulling out your Christmas ornaments out of the boxes.
Ugh.
Or those partially sealed totes.
I guess imagine that smell when you open up that box.
Oh, yeah. You know, some things really grab moisture. Now you've got a serious moisture problem. How are you going to deal with that? You know, my brother, he's got those Airstream trailers in that garage. What's he doing? He's putting in a vent fan. So what can you do? Put in a big vent fan in there. Put in the moisture monitor. So what it is, it's a little box that clicks in. It's a little, I'd call it just a little module that goes into your Panasonic vent fan. When it sees the right humidity that you can set, turns the fan on automatically. So what does that do? In that situation with that garage, sorry if you're my neighbor listening to the show, but I'm going to address this. If you pull in and it goes, wow, super humid situation, it's going to start moving that moisture out until it gets down to the right level.
Just climate control.
Yeah, you're basically creating that moisture to be able to drag it outside and to dry that out and be able to get at least a better humidity in there so you're not growing mold and you've got problems. It's going to be a big mess for that house with that garage. And you know, that's happening to hundreds of thousands of homes, if not more, across the country, because all these new homes that are nice, tight, and unhealthy, you've got that kind of problem.
Well, in the garage, I would think, is a space that people don't think of when it comes to ventilation.
No, and I mean, you can run into the same spots in certain areas. So let's say you've got a nice, tight home, and you've got a coat closet. And everybody comes in, they take their wet, snowy jackets off. What do? They go hang it up because they're not going to put it on the furniture. That's too nice.
And it's soaking wet.
Soaking wet. How many builders or how many people have any kind of airflow in that? Guess what? How many times I have seen people that use their coat closets and in inclement weather, you pull the coats out to clean it out in there, and there's mildew down the whole back of the closet because of that moisture. And the heat of the home has a place to go. So that's why many times you'd see those louvered doors on coat closets and stuff. You know, the bifold doors.
Yeah.
Well, they're not the most decorative looking thing. So what do people do? They go to doors. Well, there's still no ventilation in there.
No, and they're sealing it up even more, I would think, if you go to a door in comparison to those foldable
ones. Got no airflow. No airflow. So that can be a problem with that. And so these are things that I want people to think about when they're dealing with homes and they're dealing with this kind of stuff, especially if you're going in to put in a new heating air conditioning system or you're doing a remodel, think about that airflow of how you want things to air out. Because otherwise, like in a bathroom, for instance, you'll notice this. If you've got that old 1960s, 70s vent fan and you hang your towel up in the bathroom and you turn the shower on, and if you don't have great airflow in there, the towel's wet the next day.
Yep.
And it happens that way. So things you can do with that in the bathroom to do that is to make sure that you put on, maybe keep that fan on another 20 to 30 minutes after you take a shower. Put that timer, and that's why they put the timers on vent fans in building code today. If you notice that, brand new house, there's always that timer in almost every location. International Building Code wants to be able to turn that timer on for at least 20 minutes. And if you can do that, it'll sure help get that moisture out of the space and to be able to go. Now, you got to be careful if you do have that vent fan on in your bathroom and you put that moisture monitor in there that's going to measure humidity. If you've got a humid area, maybe you're in Hawaii or something like that, and you got things open, that fan can run a long time until it gets down to that space. But if you're near most people, you'll be okay. That's kind of one of those things you got to be careful with moisture control. And so just want to think about, there's a big trend of unhealthy homes right now. And it's one of those tips that I wanted to start out in today's show with, because you can have some interesting spaces, attic spaces, you know, new homes. You put in that heating air conditioning system up in the attic space because it's a space that you're not taking up square footage. All it takes is one leak of the drainage of that AC up there and you got a moldy mess.
So you've got a problem going all the way down.
It can go and go and go, and it's just enough water that maybe you don't even catch it for a long time, and that can be a huge problem you need to think about. So think about that moisture. Think about that mold and mildew, you know, and you can always jump over and see Carolyn if you want to do your own home test to check out where mold and allergens are in your house. That's one of those things. And we'll put up America's Healthy Home Experts information up on our Facebook page, which is around the house with Eric G. We'll put that up there. She's a great friend of the show that we'll have on here in the next few weeks. And maybe in the next month we can have her on again and we'll talk about that kind of stuff. Because
as we get into springtime and people prepare for spring cleaning, it's always a good thing to hit.
Always a good thing to get that. And we'll talk talk about some of the air testing and stuff that you can do, because you can test for mold and allergens. You can also test for things like VOCs and formaldehyde in your home. And those are things that you can do yourself. You can put a kit in and you actually just, they send you the kit and then you mail it back to them and they will test your air. You don't have to have somebody come out and do it. You can actually do this inside your own home and you're good to go. And so not a bad thing to do, even if you're a builder out there, maybe before you hand over the house, you can actually do that and do some testing and show your clients that you've got a clean house that you're giving over. That way, if there's any problems down the road, guess what?
You got
it's their problem.
Yeah.
You got documentation on it. So it's not a bad thing to talk about. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about healthy homes and some other stuff. This is going to be a smorgasbord just as soon as Around the House returns. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about is we kind of started to touch on CES a few weeks ago, Consumer Electronics Show. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of watching that as go through. But I'll be honest, since we weren't there, it was tough trying to monitor all the 100,000 people that were there and all the new products that were coming out. So I actually got to do a little more digging this last week and got to spend some time talking and finding out what people debuted back there, because it's always like drinking from a fire hose when you're dealing with CES. It's like the Kitchen and Bath Show, same kind of thing. It takes weeks for that stuff to kind of sort its way out so we can actually have an intelligent conversation about it.
There's just too much to grasp.
Way too much. Way too much. And just like this last week, if you pay attention on Facebook Around the House with Eric G, you can kind of see all the different stuff I'm going to be talking about for the next month about new products that came out at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
Building. It's going to take us that long just to unpack it all.
Oh, man, there's so much stuff. Well, one of the things that, you know, we've always talked about, you know, using Alexa and Siri to control things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always a big thing.
And more things are becoming adaptable. With
oh, my gosh. There's so many things with smart homes out there. I mean, people 2 or 3 years ago, smart homes were one of those things that, wow, it was just one of those things that people started to play around with.
Well, and it was a high-end thing. It was brand new. And if anyone like me out there where I don't buy something when it's brand new because there's almost always issues, I'm going to wait until the second or third generation of the product comes out. That way they get those kinks worked out.
Yeah, it's got to sort its way out. Now it's an everyday thing. You know, I mean, it's amazing. I was watching a Samsung ad where the guy walks in the door, and it's for their smart home connected stuff. Guy walks in the door, and he tells the voice app for his appliances that it's cleaning day. And the robotic vacuum undocks and starts vacuuming. The laundry starts on its own.
Oh, geez. The oven probably goes into the cleaning process.
Oven goes into self-cleaning mode. You can see where this goes.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the new technology where we're at. I mean, and we talked about this before, but with smart homes, you can literally sit there and not have to go to the store and buy laundry detergent and dishwasher detergent again, because you can have your appliances reorder it and have it show up when it's ready.
Have them realize when you're running low and then you'll never run out.
You are halfway through your thing. We need to order more. So you're never running out of the jet dry and those kind of things, or fabric softener. And it's interesting when you get into that, because it can manage it based upon your use. So it's interesting to see how that goes. Well, Lutron came out in their Casita line, which is, I mean, I've got those all over my house. And we're just ordering some blinds with them as well, where it's a Bluetooth enabled blind.
Okay.
So in my bedroom, I've got that vaulted ceiling. I've got that high window up there. I want to be able to look at it from time to time, so we'll be able to control that. But they came out with this smart motion sensor and repeater booster. Think about this. If you've got a home with a couple floors, maybe you've got a big fireplace that's brick, Wi-Fi signal is not always everywhere, right?
True. Yep.
And maybe it's like me. Whenever you walk out into the garage, let's say, or you walk into a laundry room, and you got your hands full and you got to click the light on, I would much rather have a motion sensor in there.
Yeah.
So when I walk in the room,
it knows that you're there.
Hey, you're here. I bet you want the light. That's an easy one. So they came out with their, in addition to this lighting system, they came out, they added a way to automatically turn on your connected lights when you enter the room. So it's a motion sensor for that. So it links with the lighting, but with Lutron's dimmers, fan controls, smart shades, everything. So if you want to walk in and have the blinds open up and the lights turn on, you can do both of those.
Now, are you able to do that vocally to have the switch to with the dimmer to go up on high, or do you have to set it to a certain amount and then it'll always come on to that amount?
You can set it in your app, and so you can set to whatever you want that to be.
Okay.
Which is cool.
It just sounds more and more like we're having Jarvis from Iron Man. We're getting closer and closer.
We are. That's it. So anyway, it's cool because it spots fine motion 3 times better as well. So it's a really new fine-tuned thing. And so that means you can be more flexible in how you position and stuff. And so it's cool. You can have a single motion sensor to control an unlimited amount of smart switches, dimmers, fan controls, shades. As long as you're within 60 feet, it'll do it wirelessly like that.
Nice.
So that's kind of cool. And you just stick it up. Battery life is up to 10 years, so you don't have to worry about running power over to it. So it's not a bad deal. Now, here's the other one. I think this is a brilliant one because it fits a big need. They've got this Lutron Casita repeater. So it's a way to expand coverage of that smart bridge. So the smart bridge is a little bridge that controls your light switches when you're using your voice activated stuff. So this is kind of the brains behind the switch. Problem is if you've got a big house, that bridge can't talk to everything.
It can only reach so far.
Correct. So they came out with a repeater. And so the big houses or the unusual ones where you got that brick fireplace or something that's going to create a kind of dark zone for your Wi-Fi, that will repeat that over. So now it will actually make it so that will work a lot better. And so those distant switches can actually connect in.
And you'll have access to them from anywhere.
Oh, yeah. So now you can use that motion sensor that's maybe in that back laundry room that's off the garage. It's kind of hidden. And maybe you've got a couple big things in the way that keep it from the bridge that's in the office. Maybe it'll keep it from talking. And so that way those two can talk together as well. And so there's a lot of new things out there like that I really enjoy. You know, they've got their new fan controls out there where, you know, if you've got the older cell switches, there's just so many things with this. And every year, I want to say thanks to Lutron. I'm going to have them send out some new stuff so I can play with it. That way I can give you an honest review of what I think of it. But I like this motion sensor. I think I could use that in the studio out in the garage and stuff to turn the lights on. Might be an easy one for me. Because I tell you what, all it takes for me walking out in the garage with a handful of tools, wouldn't mind having the lights on out there that way.
Absolutely. However, I don't want them going off on us when we're recording the show now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make you move. What?
I don't want to move.
Jump up and down. Yeah. Wave at it. No, it'll be cool. It's one of those things that we'll make sure
with the new studio. That's what I hate about motion sensors, though, or timers or anything like that.
I have an old motion sensor outside that does that same thing. I walk out there, and if I don't move, it turns off, and then I'm stuck. Hey, we'll talk more about some new products just as soon as Around the House returns.
And you're listening to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Botter.
Hey, head over to our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G. This is where you can catch us all week long. Like, follow, all those cool things. Comment, be a part of the show. And then make sure you join Around the House Nation. This is our closed group where everybody shares. Maybe it's the project you're working on today, or you've got questions on a project, and maybe you need, you know, kind of a group answer. That is the easy place to share stuff. I mean, we had a few weeks ago a guy that was tearing out redwood out of his house.
Mm-hmm.
Some cool paneling. He threw it up on there, and one of the listeners of the show grabbed it. How cool is that?
He was just like, he had that excess wood and wanted to find a good home for it.
Yeah, it wasn't going to go in the dumpster, which I enjoy. So that's really cool. So that's one of those things. And now we've got a debut of some new information, don't we?
We do. Before I hit that, I do want to say that it's just, Around the House Nation isn't just, I mean, that kind of post was very centered to our area where we're at here in the Portland, Oregon area. But we would love things from all over the country of what you're working on and what you're using and just kind of show off your projects there. That's what it's there for.
And by the way, my my challenge to our Chicago listeners is still standing out there. No one's got this yet. So I have a challenge out there. This is my little, I'm going to help you help if you help me kind of thing. So head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. We have a store over there. I want to see some Around the House gear up at Willis Tower, formerly known as Sears Tower years ago. I love Chicago. It's one of my favorite cities. And I would love to see somebody up there with some gear or another big Chicago landmark. Mm-hmm. I won't have to make you go up and pay the fee to get to the top of that. But any other good Chicago landmark, maybe you're down on the Miracle Mile or maybe out in front of a Frank Lloyd Wright house there. But if you do that, I will personally send you an Around the House with Eric G baseball cap or coffee mug. So first person to do that, I'll sign it even if you want it. Just say if you do. If you don't, I understand. Here's the thing. We're going to use that in social media, so I'd love to have some fun. So there's your challenge, Chicago. Have some fun with it. Love to get a picture of that. And you'll get a free piece of gear from me.
To go along with it.
From me personally. So let's have some fun with that.
So, hey, if you have any questions, I don't care if you're in Seattle, Chicago, Bend, Oregon, or if you listen to the podcast from across the country.
Across the nation and across the world, because we've got so many people out there.
Well, we've got a new phone number for you to call.
And there we go.
I mean, I don't know if around the world, if you're going to be able to call us on this number, but if you can, we'd love to hear you. The number here in the studio, 24/7, where you can call or text to ask us a question and get your question into the radio show, 971-233-8992. Again, this is a new number to contact here us here in the studio.
All right, guys. Thanks. And let's have some fun with that. So call, text, get a hold of us. We want to put your questions in. Well, we're not going to spend too much time on this show on CES because there's a lot of other things, but I wanted to talk about one of my favorite things that came out as well. And let me see if I can do this respectfully here without grossing too many people out. I love robot vacuums. I had one nearly a decade ago. I had one of the first generation iRobot robot vacuums. Loved the thing. It was great for cleaning up the floors. It'd go around, kind of neat, gee whiz. Didn't do the best back then. They've come a long ways now. But I used that until I was having the battery issues go and then ended up selling them and went away. But there have been some problems with those vacuums. Now, they're great for pet hair. They're great for things like that. But have you ever seen on social media what can happen when your dog decides that they couldn't get out in time? Maybe it threw up on the carpet or worse, had to go number two. That robot vacuum, in almost every case, thinks that's dirt.
Does not acknowledge it for what it is.
And it can finger paint that across your entire floor, whether it's a rug, whether it's hardwood, tile, doesn't matter.
Because it's just going to keep trying to pull it up.
I have seen some horrific, nightmarish messes with that. So Trifo Lucy robot vacuum and surveillance system just came out at CES. So here's the cool thing with this. It has a camera. It's smart, has its own AI type stuff within this, which I know everybody's like, that makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. But here's what's cool with this. It can recognize that thing on the floor and go around it and say, wow, I'm not equipped to handle this. And now you don't have a mess on the floor. But here's what I like about this. It's really cool because it can go into a room now with the camera and go, oh, I'm in a bedroom, because it recognizes what a bed is. And it notices that it can work around the bed. And so it can go around and actually, with its 1080p HDR video that it has on the camera, and really use the artificial intelligence to design how best to clean your home.
The best path.
So it'll go through and go, oh, wow. It can read the three in three dimensions what that is. And then it can also realize that, oh, I've got to, I don't have enough battery power to do this. It'll go back.
To its docking.
To its docking, recharge, and go back and hit it again. So it's really cool. And you can set that up so it can be an alarm. If it sees somebody in the house and you set it that way, it can send off an alarm to you and use it like it's a security system as well.
Now, does it do like the facial recognition to where it would?
I don't know how far that's going to go.
Okay.
But I think if you're out on vacation and you tell this thing, hey, send me a message to arm it, it's going to let you know. Can't wait. All the details are not yet out on it, but it's one of those things that I'm going to get a hold of and find some more information on it, because I'm very curious about how this is going to work. And it's got good suction to it and a big battery, so it'll go for 120 minutes on a single charge.
There you go.
So that's pretty cool. It'll go around and do that. But I like that someone has finally addressed the wet solution from animals that can be an absolute nightmare when that goes bad.
I also like how my mom has, I don't think it's a Roomba, but it's very similar to that kind of product.
What I had. It worked great for the time.
She used to dislike how it would just die somewhere. It would just die in the middle of the floor. It wouldn't go back to the charging station.
Yeah.
And the dogs used to, once it stopped, would then realize that, oh, I can maybe attack this instead of be scared of it. And so it just caused issues with the pets.
Absolutely.
Having something that actually recognizes it's low on battery and getting back to the dock, like that.
Now, here's one that kind of got interesting. Kohler came out with a touchless toilet where you can wave your hand over it and it'll flush without you having to touch the handle. So that's kind of cool. I mean, we've had those kind of in motion sensing toilets in commercial bathrooms forever.
I was going to say commercially, I like that idea commercially.
Yeah, which is cool, but you can actually just wave, it's got a regular handle, but you can wave your hand in front of that handle on the side, and there's a little light in there and everything else. I'm not sure you need a leaded toilet.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
But you never know.
If you have kids, though, I understand as being somewhat of a night light in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and there's so many other things that came out, too, which have been out there, but there's now so many. Okay, so Whirlpool has its own recipe app called Yumly. So Whirlpool Appliances. Now, they came out with a smart thermometer, so there's no cord to it. So that thermometer will talk with the range.
Oh, cool.
So you can put that in there and say, hey, when internal cooking temperature is 145 degrees, we're done.
Yep, turn it off.
Turn it off. And so you can use that with your Whirlpool connected ovens, which I like, because now you're not opening the door to check the temperature.
And losing your heat.
So for even cooking, it's going to be a pretty, pretty good one. And I like that, because that's going to save you
just energy. Imagine Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
How much easier is that going to be?
That's going to be a huge one. So I like that one. And so that's going to be, again, one of those products that I look at and go, okay, that's the new wave of the future with home technology, is that connected, you know, within the oven, that everything's going to be wireless. And I mean, I have a wireless kind of, you know, for my barbecue, but it still has probes and long cords that are always going around. And then the outside sensor for that, if I can just stick it in there and have it going, we're good to go. And I like that. Hey, I got another one. We're going to come back. I want to talk about real quick about a snoring pillow. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns.
Through my clothes. I must confess, got myself in a terrible mess. I got a new tattoo, two black eyes, missing one too, but you should see the other guy. Girl, I must admit, I don't remember much.
Welcome back to Around the House. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dean Vodder.
You know, we've been talking about some of the cool things with CES. And you'll see, I'll share some of this stuff up as we go. But make sure you head over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G, and join up with Around the House Nation over there. And then, when in doubt, head over to the website, which is aroundthehouseonline.com. That is your one stop that shows all the social media stuff. My blog, my news stories, everything else that I have over there, including my More Good Day Oregon videos, which I do one about a week. So take a look over there. I'll keep posting those up over there. And we've been cranking out a bunch of them, and we've got a bunch more to go now that I'm getting back from. I'm in and out of town a lot. Let's put it that way.
Next is Boston, right?
Boston next. And then I'll be there for the NRLA show, which is the Northeastern Retail Lumber Association, for their Lumber Building Materials Expo. And then back to the Ideas Show in Philadelphia area over in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania in March. So that's my big road show for the year.
Are you not doing World of Concrete this year?
Nope. World of Concrete is not. I just not enough hours of the day to get there. Yep. Can only get so many places. So, hey, one thing I want to talk about, 10 Minds Motion Pillow for snoring. So these guys won a 2020 Innovation Award. It uses a patented sleep pressure monitoring system to help stop snoring. First iteration of the pillow was featured at CES, you know, the year before last. And this year's show, they came out with a new version. So this memory foam pillow comes with a solution box, which plugs into the pillow. The box analyzes snoring patterns. So if you snore, it pumps air into the pillow to adjust the pillow's height by up to 3 inches. It also monitors your head position and breathing patterns to determine the best pillow shape to provide. Now, you can get over on Amazon for about $380. But I tell you what, is having an ex that snored like something out of Star Wars,
you'd be willing to spend $300.
I'd have paid
more than
much
that,
more for that to have that. So now, that's one.
How does it work? I'm guessing reverberations and vibrations is
It's going to read it, and it's probably got a sound. You know, it's with AI type stuff right now. It's easy to put something together that's going to recognize what that is. So it's interesting. Now I want to talk here before we go out to break, because this is always one of our close segments that goes quickly, about designing for all these new lighting things you see out there. And I talked about this in Vegas at one of my classes, but I just wanted to bring it up real quick. When you're, and here's a good electrical tip for you if you're doing a project out there. These projects are something that if you're designing or doing a remodeling project, you need to think about this. With these smart light switches now, you don't need to do three-way switches anymore, where you have two light switches.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wire for that, because if you use like that Casita switch, it comes with its own remote control and a plate that you can actually put in where that three-way switch is. It doesn't have to have wiring there. You can just have a box.
Yeah.
There's no power that needs to be there, and you'll get years out of the batteries in that. So with that, you don't need it. But now that you've got all of these different, like the Brilliant switch, instead of going, oh, the light switch is going to be common right there, let's put that switch right there in the hallway when you walk in, maybe you want to place that where the camera is going to work well, because a lot of these switches like those have its own camera built into it. Maybe you want to use that to monitor your dogs, because maybe when you're out of town, you're gone, or you're out running around and your dogs are always hanging by the front door, maybe you can check up on them with the app. So you need to think about placement of switches, of it also being a video camera. Or maybe it's going to be something that you want closer to your bed that you can actually have a switch there that you can use, that you can actually access information. Or maybe you're going to put it in the bathroom closer to the John or something like that, where you can use the settings to control lights or anything else in there. So you need to think about not only as switches, but as information centers and communication devices.
Well, and what we were talking about during the last break is you can kind of put these anywhere. You can have one at the front and back door, and then one up in the bedroom to where you can kind of select stuff if you get up early in the morning and get your lights on, get some coffee made, something like that. Like, I like those ideas. So kind of the whole home tech
level
there.
That's absolutely. So you can really use those. And there are also a lot of these, like that one there that, you know, I've got at my house in the Brilliant thing. You can sit there and use those as video conference between each other. So you need to think about that as a whole house solution versus just as a light switch. Mm-hmm. And so it's something I think with electricians, when you're designing out homes and you're working on that or major remodels, think about that selection of where it's going to go and how you're going to use it, because that's going to be the biggest key. It's not just turning on and off a light. There's so much more you can do. And that's today. What's going to be next? What else are you going to be able to do
3 years that? From now? Who knows?
Who knows what you can do? Yeah. So that's the beautiful part of that. So if you think about that, you're going to be safe, and it'll give you some other smart ideas to do that. Hey, when we come back, let's jump into hour two. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about just as soon as Around the House returns. Listening to hour one of Around the House with Eric G. That is the radio show. Now, let's tune into hour number two. But first, let's like, follow, subscribe to any of the podcast formats you're listening to, whether it's SoundCloud or Spotify or iHeartRadio. Any one of those formats sure help us out if you do that, and it'll help us spread the word of Around the House. Thanks for listening. Let's hit hour number two. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.